This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the final Senate contest in the country.
Voters return to the polls in Georgia's Senate runoff. Raphael Warnock is the first black senator from Georgia. Either he or Republican challenger Herschel Walker will have the distinction of winning a full six-year term. Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast in November's general election. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's real cold, says one teenager in Moore County, North Carolina, where tens of thousands of people still have no electricity, days after somebody shot up two power substations. Still no word on who or why. Duke Energy's Jeff Brooks says they're working to restore power.
We will gradually see more recovery, but we could still see this extend Wednesday into Thursday, somewhere in that time frame. So just keeping those expectations, transparent.
He was heard there on WTVD-TV in North Carolina. A fire broke out early this morning at an airport in Russia's Kursk region, which borders Ukraine. This according to an official who blames a drone attack. Today, Congress will bestow its highest honor on law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Congressional gold medals. This nearly 2 years after they fought with former President Trump supporters. Kirstie Alley, who starred in the 1980s sitcom Cheers, has died.
According to a post on Twitter from her children, Kirstie Alley died of cancer that was only recently discovered. The children, Shrew and Killy Parker, said that as iconic as their mother was on screen, she was even more amazing as a mother and grandmother. Alley starred opposite Ted Danson on Cheers as Rebecca Howe. Alley won an Emmy for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for the role in 1991. Kirstie Alley was 71. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. More prison time for a once high-profile lawyer, the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Disgraced attorney Michael Avenatti's been sentenced to another 14 years behind bars in a California fraud case and ordered to pay millions in restitution. The imprisoned lawyer, who became famous representing Stormy Daniels against Donald Trump and then stealing from her, has pleaded guilty to four new counts of wire fraud and tax-related charges. He's accused of negotiating big settlements behind his clients' backs and then using the money for himself, including the purchase of a private jet and opening a sideline coffee business. Avenatti apologized to the clients he bilked. Avenatti asked the court to consider the good he had done as a lawyer, but the judge said he had also done great evil. In addition to jail time, there's a $10 million restitution order. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.